I'll let you decide. Will you give me full freedom tonight? I don't hear amen. What I want to touch, if I don't touch it, I won't touch it. If I touch it, I'll touch it to the bottom. So, I gotta follow the anointing. It's easier for me to touch something as a message. But when it's a burden, it's a matter of your life. What we're doing on this weekend is fighting for your life. You have just one life to give. He gave his one life. He sold everything to get the church. So you're very precious. He gave up his divinity to become a man. Some of us has been here a while. Been waiting and fighting. Looking for a generation that can bring him back. And we know his sovereignty. We know our lack. Every heart here is precious. We can never touch this generation. They will never listen to us. You are the hope of the young people. They have no sight. They don't know where they're going, where they came from. They don't know God. They don't know themselves. And by his mercy, here you are, you're in the church. Amen. When I was younger, I saw a whole generation drop over a cliff. I wasn't saved. I had no reason to live. There was no hope for man. I knew there was absolutely no solution. Excuse me. This is why I have a hard time sharing with you tonight. I wept for a generation wasted. I told my wife, let's not have any children. Let's cut my name off the earth. I don't want any more continuation. Let's just try to be good, but there's no hope. This is where your friends are. They may look happy. They may say everything is okay. But basically, man is lost. Somehow, he reached us.
Amen.
Somehow, you're in the church. You may not realize what you're in, but I guarantee you when the Lord comes back, you will thank him.
Amen.
And what I fear tonight is I'm short of the words which can touch you and reach you as the Lord reached me. I just don't know how to share. One time I cried out to the universe. Cried out for God, not knowing who God is. For myself, for my friends, when I was ninth grade, maybe younger, my grandfather died, took me as a young boy to watch him get cremated, burning in the fire. That left a mark on me of what's my destiny. Hmm. So the Lord, when the Lord reached for me to a brother right in my class, I am eternally grateful to Christ and the church. I still don't know how to share. You live in a time when wickedness will multiply much more.
Right.
We're just beginning.
That's right.
In 2 Thessalonians, it speaks of an age of lawlessness when the coming of the Antichrist. But God is restraining or limiting that lawlessness. I believe that restraint is being taken off quite rapidly.
Right.
We have seen from decades the changes come before our eyes. But eventually the Lord will allow this evil forces to come to full blossom.
Right.
We want to equip you that you'll make it through.
Mm.
It's like throwing you in fast river. You see how you can swim. We have seen many come, many go. But I'd like to see all of you make it. This godless world is designed to take man away.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're facing it. And I want to touch it. Basically, the commerce is basically with the older generation. They're caught up. What does Satan use for the younger generation? You think it's, do you think it's serious? How many of you think rock music is serious? I followed this how the 60s came in through music. Whatever music comes out puts the very poison into that group of people to become like that. That's why we are learning a new song. How many would like to wash away all the other songs and learn the new song that the 144,000 will sing on Mount Zion?
Amen.
How many would like to learn that song?
Amen.
That's why in the church, isn't it wonderful when you sing in the church? After I came to the church, I just picked up my guitar and played on the song on the blood. That's all I sang for a whole year. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Sisters, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. I have to wash away all the old things. Put a new song in. So in Ezekiel 28, he's called the anointed cherub, which is a very high angel. And in 28:13, the workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipe was prepared in thy day that thou was created. He was created to be under God, to lead God's universal praise. When he rebelled, he used everything he had to rebel and use against God.
Right.
Music is universal. You go in a store, right? If you go to an expensive store, what kind of music you hear? La 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 la. Good money with people with a lot of money, they're not in a hurry. They can stay a long time in the store. When they spend, it's a lot of money. Then you go to Pick and Save. Pay and Save. What kind of music do you have? Everybody. You're controlled by music.
Right.
Somebody's piping it in. Oh, let's let them do this way. There's the evil forces of power in the air. In Daniel, you saw the good angels, the evil angels in the spiritual world fighting. And Satan is the ruler of the air because Christ is above it. That's why we need to get above.
Amen.
So Satan showed the Lord in Matthew 4 all the kingdoms of the world that belongs to him. In Ephesians 6:12 it says, we are not wrestling against what?
Blood and flesh.
But wrestling against what?
Principalities
and what? And the what? The world rulers of this darkness against the spiritual forces of evil in the air. See, man is not only corrupted within with his poison, but he has this evil forces in the air controlling man from above. Okay, and then also there's these demons. How many believe there's demons? You know, in the Bible there's a whole bunch of them, right? What happened to them?
Yeah, right.
Did they disappear? They change their clothes.
Right.
They're modern. I'll explain to you where they are today. Music gives specific results. You know, they had a test, brother told me, and I saw, I guess some scientist was making some research. This was even before I was saved. You know, the fish in the ocean, they'd be swimming along, and they'd play waltz. You know what happened to the fish? Da 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 da. Da-dum, da-dum, da-da-da-da-da. You know, the fish go. Pretty soon the fish are going like this. Da-dum, da-dum. They play fast music. They go. They tried rock music in a fishbowl. You know what the fish begin to do? His brother told me, you know what the fish begin to do? Bang his head against the wall. You wonder why so many young people suicide is maximized. Where? You know, most music is according to the heartbeat. How does the heartbeat go? Ba-pum, 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 da-dum, da-dum, da-da-dum, dum, da-da-da, da-da-dum, da-dum. See, pleasant, right? The music now that's coming out is contrary to our heartbeat. It breaks down your system. It's not going with creation, it's going against creation, so that it makes you out of pace from what the heart is doing. 1940s, the songs were simple. Bing Crosby. How many know Bing Crosby? You know? Who was he?
He's a singer.
Huh?
Christmas song.
White Christmas.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's right. You're correct. He was a Gentile. He wasn't saved. You know what songs I used to listen from him? May the good Lord bless and keep you. He wasn't saved. Top 10.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Why don't you play it today? Bing Crosby. To the young people. Top 10. May the good Lord bless and keep you. Then it begins to change more. But even in that songs, love songs, those days, was still one husband, one wife. The songs like this, I'm a Gentile. Some of the songs, I remember the words. When you fall in love, it will be forever. It's higher than some Christian rock music today.
That's right.
I do with the Jesus. There's a mastermind.
Right.
A mastermind behind the whole system, knowing when the ends of the age to corrupt the final generation. When I was a senior in high school, I was having a hard time. My dad was dying. My mother was sick. attacked by demons because I'm chanting to Buddha. I believe there's demons. I've been attacked. Today I attack them.
Amen.
You too attack them.
Amen.
Tonight we're attacking the demons.
Amen.
There was a song I used to sing. A Gentile song. I wasn't a believer, but I knew it helped me through many a times. I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, the candle glows. Tell me. And he says, I believe that somewhere, someone would come to almost like save you. It made you believe this God. And that was one of a high tune for the Gentiles. And I remember right after that, there was a song called He. How many heard that? He can change the tide and calm the stormy sea or angry sea. And then you read in the Bible, that's Jesus.
Right.
I used to wonder, who is this He? I was in a storm. So then all of a sudden in the 50s, from the time of the Korean War, I believe, songs of questioning came up to put in a rebellious thought into that generation. And of course, the thought of freedom, which means no restraint. Then songs of fornication came in.
That's right.
This is nine. How many were born before 1950? Huh? So you never know how much is changing.
Right.
Do you see the change?
Yeah.
Do you see the change?
Yes.
Then all of a sudden, fornication came on the scene.
Right.
In our class that I remembered, the ones I ran around with, Buddhist. The Buddhist. I had some I sang with, where they weren't Buddhist. They got into trouble. But the Buddhists I ran around with were not in fornication. Not today. This is kind of... See, you are in another generation. Then, what came in? Rebellious songs.
Right.
There's a brother taking a lead in California. He was in Berkeley carrying a sign. It's all coming down, baby. He came to a meeting in Los Angeles. I took him for hospitality. He wanted to see what's in the meeting. He wasn't there for a pure purpose. Caucasian. I sat him down. He got his cigarette out. I talked to him. Right in my face. I said, before I go to bed, I want you to confess one thing. He says, what? Confess that Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh. If he had an evil spirit in him, it would be cast out. He confessed it. Reluctantly. He went to the meeting and I says, you are for revolution. I am too. Yours gonna fail, always gonna win. He says, what do you mean? I says, our leader lives in every one of us. We're taking over the whole earth. What you have is peanuts. We are taking over the whole earth.
Amen.
In that meeting, he was still reluctant. We turn to Psalm. Let's turn there. Somebody says, hey, let's turn to Psalm 47, verse 1. What does it say there? What? What does it say? What? Oh, what?
Clap your hands.
What are you doing?